Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned in the key swing state of Pennsylvania today with two drive-through rallies as a nod to social distancing because of the pandemic, a topic he focused on.
I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus and build the economy.
He campaigns in Delaware tomorrow. Meanwhile, President Trump is campaigning in Wisconsin this hour. It's one of several states he's been visiting this weekend, including Ohio, as NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
President Trump is on a five-state campaign swing this weekend, and he's drawing thousands to his rallies in Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio, though with very little social distancing. The president says that enthusiasm, though, is an indicator that his campaign is winning. And he said returns in North Carolina and Florida particularly show advantages for Republicans, though he wouldn't give specific details on the data.
We're way ahead where we were 4 years ago. I think it's very good. I don't know if it's a hidden vote. I don't know exactly what it is.
But with 10 days to go, President Trump is trailing in most national polls. And the races in both North Carolina and Florida are extremely close, as each side is working hard to turn out supporters. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
A new study projects that a large majority of Americans wearing masks could prevent tens of thousands of COVID-19 deaths. NPR's Jason Slotkin reports on the study out this week in the journal Nature.
Researchers with the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation analyzed COVID-19 deaths from last February to September. They assumed that if states reintroduce social distancing measures, when daily death rates hit 8 deaths per 1 million, about 500,000 would die from COVID-19 by February. But if 95% of Americans wore masks, that would save some 130,000 lives. The researchers note that there are limitations in any projection model, and that new behaviors and policies could affect transmission rates. It was published Friday, the same day the U.S. set a new daily record for coronavirus infections, with nearly 84,000 cases reported. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
A rare Saturday session for the Senate today as lawmakers debated the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the Supreme Court. Democrats want that nomination to wait for the next president, but they have no real chance of stopping it in the Republican-controlled chamber. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she will vote to confirm Barrett, but
I do not believe that moving forward on a nominee just over a week removed from a pitched presidential election when partisan tensions are running about as high as they could. I don't think that this will help our country become a better version of itself.
Barrett is expected to be confirmed on Monday. You're listening to NPR News. Poland's president has tested positive for the coronavirus. Andrzej Duda was tested Friday, and a spokesman says the 48-year-old feels well and is in isolation. His diagnosis comes amid a huge surge in the number of confirmed cases and deaths in that country. Country music singer-songwriter Jerry Jeff Walker, the man behind Mr. Bojangles, has died after a battle with throat cancer. Walker had an outsized impact on the Austin country music scene in the 1970s. NPR's Matthew Schwartz has more.
Walker was regarded as one of Austin's most influential country music artists. He said that his 1968 song, Mr. Bojangles, was inspired by a homeless man he met while spending a night in a New Orleans drunk tank. Along with Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, Walker helped create the genre known as outlaw country, a sort of blend between folk music and rock. During his recording career, which spanned half a century, he released 36 albums. Walker passed away Friday. He was 78. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
Bulgaria joined other Balkan countries in signing an agreement with the United States on high-speed wireless network security aimed at excluding Chinese hardware providers. North Macedonia and Kosovo also signed the Clean Network Security Agreement this week. It's part of the Trump administration's effort to exclude tech giant Huawei and other Chinese companies in 5G networks. This is NPR News.